One of our sisters asked me today if we could pray for her. She was hit by a car recently and suffered some bruises, contusions, and is in pain. But she said, would you pray for me tonight and anoint me with oil? And before we do that, I thought it would be right for us just to consider the biblical teaching that we have. Why do we do that? Why does someone say, I want to be anointed with oil? Well, it's something that we find in the Bible. And it relates to one of the names of our Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And so right from the beginning of Scripture, we have that record that I am the God who heals you. We have that beautiful word of the prophet Isaiah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He carried our pain. He carried our sickness. I know there are some who say, well, that's really just a picture of the sins that he bore and carried for us. And certainly he did that. But the book of Matthew makes it very clear that when Jesus went about healing, you can read that in Matthew 8, 9, and 10, and how he healed all who came to him, that it may be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. And then it quotes this verse. And so there's no doubt that he is the healer, that Jesus came as God and showed us the heart of God. Sickness, pain, sin, sorrow, all taken upon himself upon the cross. And so tonight we want to come in faith. Yes. And we come in accordance to the instructions we find in the book of James. If anyone is sick among you, what should they do? Call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up. And so we come on the strength of that word. May the Lord quicken our faith. There are many instances in the Gospels where Jesus went about healing, but it says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so we want to have faith that God is able to do what he says, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so our sister asked us to pray. Would you just stand where you are? Hallelujah. Maybe we could sing together. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. 134 in our hymn book. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And by his stripes we are healed.
Was wounded. any doctor, Lord. Yes, Lord. You be the physician, Lord. The great physician. And this great high Lord Jesus, I'm serving to him. He serves you, sir. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There are some thoughts regarding that passage in James where it speaks about anointing with oil, and you know, we just believe that's a symbol of God's Holy Spirit. But then there's that thought of the words there seem to indicate a rubbing with oil. And the thought there, at least to me, is that there's a care that we as members of the body of Christ have for one another. It's not just a passing prayer. It's not just a passing thought. We care for one another, and that's how we pray, because we have that desire to see that other person helped and touched by God. And so do we have that care for one another? In the body of Christ, I sense that there's a care here. There's a love of God here that reaches around each other, and we lift each other in faith, and we believe for the touch that my brother and my sister needs. But I remember being in, I went to church in Sun City, Arizona. Now, if you know anything about Sun City, it's a retirement community. And there I was in my 20s, 25 years old, and I was going to church in Sun City, Arizona. And that was because Sister Letha was there, and her husband, Brother Mike. And well, make a long story, why did I say that? Because every Sunday morning, they called people up for prayer. And the elders stood there, and they each had their little bottle of oil,
and you came and you were prayed for, and it was something that was consistently done. And I'm not saying that we need to do that, but I think we have to be reminded that God has made provision for us, and He's shown us the way in His Word, and we need to do it in accordance with His Word. So when you're sick, if you don't ask, you know, I don't want to, I believe one of our older ministers said, unless they ask, I don't anoint them with oil. Unless they call for the elders of the church, that's what the Bible says. And so we want to do it the way the Bible teaches us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And to be in faith that God will meet each one.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so, beloved, God is here, and He's here for you. He's here to meet you. And so let's just reach out.
Yes.
Let's reach out. Let's sing together the chorus. I'm sorry, Brother Paul, you got off the organ. I make you go back. Good exercise there. Let's sing, the Son of God is passing by. Now, just now, He will hear your cry. Touch Him and be made whole. And let's continue just to reach out to God.
Yes.
And Sister Vita, would you pray for Sister Gladys too? I'm sorry.
Touch Him and be made whole. Touch Him and be made whole. The Son of God is passing by. Now, just now, He will hear your cry. Oh, touch Him and be made whole again. Touch Him and be made whole. Touch Him and be made whole. The Son of God is passing by. Now, just now, He will hear your cry. Oh, touch Him and be made whole. It's that touch of faith, beloved. Touch Him again. Touch Him. Sing it again.
Touch Him and be made whole. Yes, Lord, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your help, Lord. Thank You for Your life. Thank You for Your touch. Oh, we give You thanks, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Is passing this way. Open.
today. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, all that you have for us, Lord, all that you have. Yes, Lord, we receive by faith from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.